BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily. Loads on today's show. Today is the day Chris meets another Hollywood A-lister. We will have the interview on tomorrow's live show and on this podcast. We've got Real or No Real on this one. Very funny innuendo bingo with Sarah Cox. How much money do reality TV stars actually have? Another TV show I think that you might like that's a bit under the radar. My Accident in the Cafe and so much more.
BBC Radio 1.
Ow. Just really injured myself.
How have you done that?
Someone's put a massive speaker just below me. Huge bass bin thing.
Off. Who would that be?
I don't know. Good morning. A bit late today. I'm feeling quite shambolic this morning. Stopped off at the shop before to get some essentials. Coffee, mints, essential for this time of day.
Oh, I love that you're on those mints every day this week. Uh-huh. You're really taking it back.
Might have one now.
Old school.
Can I ask, what smell do they put into those shops, those like mini supermarkets, first thing in the morning? They don't smell of that smell any other time. Or is it just because I've woken up?
Well, it's probably cleaning products, isn't
it? No, it's a really nice smell. It's like a kind of warm bread, but sweeter,
there
like a
go.
Donut smell. It's lush.
See the fresh donuts. Oh, I'm in the mood for a donut. Oh,
so am I, but I'm watching my figure, so that's not happening.
So you're boshing the small...
1 calorie, actually. Thank you.
Is that true? Each?
Just checking. Am I actually checking the calorie content of something on air? Yes, I am.
Can you explain why they taste really sweet at first? Do you get this, or is this just my...
Oh, no, full of sugar. No, I was wrong.
They're really sweet, and then
it's like 100 calories per one. Good. Diet's going well.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know that smell that I was talking about that's lush when you walk into the shop first thing in the morning? It only seems to happen first thing. Like, the rest of the day just smells of kind of like bread. That smell, says Alex, who knows, is pecan maple Danish.
What's that? I don't think I've ever had that before.
It's a Danish pastry with pecans on.
Right.
Lush. Good morning, this is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills. Can I just apologise for the incident in the cafe yesterday?
The incident? Remind me. God, that was embarrassing.
Yeah. So, as the week's gone on, I tend to get, when I'm doing earlies, I tend to get, like, clumsier and clumsier.
Yeah.
So this morning, when I got up, I fell up my stairs, and then kind of stumbled out the house. I've got some stairs that go down from my house to where... The taxi man was waiting for me. I almost fell down them as well. I was kind of struggling with my bag. Tell us what happened yesterday afternoon when we went to a cafe near Radio 1.
Went to the cafe for a coffee and some quiche. And
I didn't have the quiche, by the way, because I'm a real man.
I don't understand why you looked down on me whilst I was eating. I fancied some quiche. I didn't think there was anything. And you went, oh, quiche.
Oh, quiche, is it?
It's like, why is that a thing? It looked nice. I thought I'd have a bit of quiche, and you sort of berated me for it.
No, I wasn't berating it. I like quiche, but I didn't have it because I didn't want to. Yeah.
Why was it an ooh quiche? You've changed.
There's just something about quiche that's a bit gay, I think.
It's not a gay food. You can't say that.
You know, I mean, I love, as you know, I love a bit of gay, but
yeah,
but.
It was just the fact that the quiche turned up at the table.
I thought you'd have like some meat or something at first thing, you know.
Fancy some quiche.
Fair enough. No problem. Anyway, that's not the issue. The quiche. What's the issue?
No. So we ordered a small pot of tea as well.
This is getting better.
And you next thing I know, you go, oh, I've spilt milk all over my bag.
You know when they give you separate milk? And it's like in a little... this was not a posh cafe, by the way. They just give you separate milk. And it had kind of whittled all the way down and had fallen half into my bag, half into your bag.
Yeah, but you didn't say that at the time. You went, Chris, I've spilt milk onto my bag. Couldn't care about my bag. It's typical Scott Mills, this is. Think of yourself.
Oh, like,
it's
no.
And do you know what? I've got this bag today and it stinks.
Oh, does it?
It's starting to turn.
I tried to wipe it off. Starting to turn.
Hashtag Scott Spills.
It's turning. Yeah, Scott Spills. And thanks for tweeting that picture as well.
Yeah, I've got a picture of it. If anyone wants to look, it's on my Twitter, but I think we'll put it up on the... Can we do that?
Oh, do we have to?
On the radio on Twitter. It's the problem with you, Scott, is every time I go out with you, you're clumsy.
I am clumsy.
You're clumsy and you're...
Hashtag Scott Spills.
Scott Spills.
So,
and he does this all the time.
It went all over the floor. The lady was not happy, was she? I went up and said, hi, can I have a cloth, please? And she came over and inspected it and went, oh, no, we need mop.
Yeah, we need mop. And then we had to sit there in a puddle of milk. And my quiche sort of sat there lonely.
The quiche was just going cold.
At that point, I was like, let's go home.
Ooh, quiche.
There's nothing, ooh, quiche, no, about a quiche.
Just an awful thing. We had to leave. We can't go back there again.
No, it's really another place we can't go back to. Okay. It's running out. The Scott Mills Daily. Someone's texted, quiches, lads. I'll often bosh a bit of Lorraine for lunch.
Lorraine?
Legend. Someone called Chris. That's amazing.
Lads. Quiche is lads.
Good.
Right. BBC Radio 1. What's happening with celebs?
Ah, right. Some showbiz stuff. Taylor Swift. Someone's left the door open on Taylor Swift's dressing room and her cat escaped. This happened during a concert in South Carolina. And according to the paper that I saw this in, she got mad and threatened to sack everyone. Which, if true...
My cat is missing, you're fired. I can imagine it.
You'd think there'd be someone to look after it, wouldn't you? So it's like a minder for it.
Yeah, that's bad duties by her people there because, you know, you don't want to lose Taylor Swift's cat. So they found it.
I don't know, it didn't say in the paper. I mean, I'd assume so. It's only so far it can get, I'm sure, isn't it?
I'd like it if she went outside. Is it a concert, was it?
Yeah.
If she went outside the venue and do what my neighbours do so often, which is to put one of those signs up on the local tree saying missing cat.
Yeah, missing.
Yeah, and a little kind of picture which you can't see because it's in black and white and it's really badly photocopied.
Yeah. Yeah, the idea, though, that she's had a right... I know it's upsetting and everything like that, I'm sure, but...
No, you'd have a rant about that if you're a pop star.
Yeah. Beyonce is travelling the world with 3 suitcases, and...
Is that it?
I thought this one... Well, no, that's not the news in itself. What do you think they're stuffed with?
Gold?
No, fake hair. She's got... And you're going to have to help me here. She's got weaves, wigs, and something called clip-ons.
Yeah.
All colour coordinated.
Something called clip-ons. They just clip on
three
to your hair.
3 suitcases. Thing is, if you're travelling with Beyonce, it must be a nightmare, mustn't it? 3 suitcases just for hair.
I remember I was... I just arrived on a flight somewhere. I can't remember where it was. In America somewhere. And the Beckhams had just turned up because I think they were on the same flight. Obviously, I was in a completely different section of the plane to them. Mm. But I saw them come out and it was a bit of a kerfuffle of paparazzi. But then 3... people carriers were filled with Louis Vuitton luggage. 3 carriers.
Mm.
And this was, I think this is like a little bit before they lived there. So they were just going on holiday. That's quite impressive. I don't think 3 suitcases that much. Just for hair, probably a
little
bit.
To be honest, it would stress me out. But yours kind of I always have that thing at the airport. You know where you're waiting for the big bag?
It's the worst bit.
And I'm convinced every time it's not going to turn up. I almost expect it not to turn up.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And in several instances, I have been that person that's just there, sat there 2 hours after waiting. Mm. And it's like, it's going to come. I'm still waiting. And the carousel's going round and round. There's nothing on it anymore. And then they've lost my bags.
Jennifer Aniston has been cupping. Again, I'm going to need your help here. There were marks on her back in photos at a premiere of Call Me Crazy. And the marks are said to be from cupping. Now, they say hot cups are placed on the skin.
Yeah.
To stimulate circulation.
Done that. Does it surprise you that I've done that? No.
So what's this?
It's supposed to be really good for you. I think it's a Chinese thing. I had it done when I had a really bad cold. Like, I couldn't get rid of this cold. And they do. They just put these cups on your back. A nice Chinese man down my road did it for me. It's all above board in his shop.
Right.
And it did actually make the cold a lot better.
Really?
I think it draws out toxins or whatever it is, but yeah.
I'd never heard of it before.
But it does leave cup marks on your back.
Finally, worrying news here. Selena Gomez has apparently recruited Taylor Swift to help her write a breakup song after her split from Justin Bieber.
Well, she's the go-to person. If you need a breakup song, you'd get Swifty on board, wouldn't you?
I don't think... In that environment, though, imagine being in that recording studio. It's not going to be very sort of...
Oh, is she going to write it about Justin, though?
I don't know. I mean,
she is, isn't she? Well, they're not together now, are they?
I don't think so.
Okay, good luck with that, Bieber. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. It's time for Real or No Real. Let's speak to Amy. Morning, Amy.
Morning.
You okay?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Really good. So you're 22. Where do you live?
I live in Hounslow.
And Heathrow. You work at Heathrow Airport?
I do, yeah.
For which company, please?
For British Airways.
Oh, what do you do for them?
I'm a receptionist.
Okay, cool. And you know about Real or No Real?
I do, yeah. I listen every day.
And here's Chris.
Hello.
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Hello.
Good. Now we've got that out of the way. Should we play the game?
Yeah, let's
do it. Yes, do it. Okay. Not a special Real No Real today, just back to the random facts, which I like. They're my favourites.
Not a themed one today, then.
Not today. You ready, Amy?
Ready.
Chris, ready?
I'm ready.
A UK supermarket is bringing out a range of pasta shapes, each modelled on a different Lady Gaga hairstyle.
It does seem an easy way to cash in on the Gaga thing, doesn't it? But I like these sort of loosely based celebrity connections with things. So a pasta company have gone, right, look, we need to appeal to a few more people. We'll go for one of the biggest pop stars on the planet. Let's shape pasta like
Amy,
her hair.
Amy, what are you saying?
I don't know, because what shape would they have? Like a bow and a teacup? Not really exciting.
A telephone?
Still, who would buy that? I don't think so. I think it's a bit naff.
I'm just Googling Lady Gaga hairstyles. I hope that's okay to help me along here. I just don't think there's enough shapes. Well, actually, no, I mean, there's loads of variety of hair, but I don't really see how you can shape pasta like that. It's like, if I was a pasta company, I probably wouldn't go for Lady Gaga's hair. I'd go for other things.
But if you have One Direction faces, that would sell better than Lady Gaga's hair.
That's not a bad idea. I'm going to say no real on this one.
Amy?
Yeah, no real.
That one is no real.
Good work, everyone.
Yay!
One down, and next...
Graham Norton once posed for a nude photo with only a pair of glitter balls covering his modesty.
I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Definitely.
Graham Norton, he doesn't seem that showy, does he?
I don't know why he'd be doing that, though. Like, what? Why he'd be doing the glitter balls thing?
Charity?
It's not like he's not a national lottery presenter, is he?
No.
Oh, my word, I've just Googled this Graham Norton
Show
picture.
Me.
It's. Do you really want to see?
Yeah, go.
Check out those glitter balls. I wish I hadn't done that now.
Thankfully, it's covering most of him, though.
Mm,
but they're massive balls.
I don't like his face. It looks shocked. Have you ever been asked to pose with some glitter balls?
No, I have been asked to pose naked before.
Have you?
Yeah.
By who?
By a magazine.
Why?
Don't know.
What did they want to cover you with? A microphone?
probably. We never got that far into the conversation before I said no.
A cassette?
No one wants to see that.
I'm intrigued to know what you would have had to hold.
You want to see it because you've imagined it. You drew me nude.
But I'm not imagining it. I self-censored.
You did at the time. Graham Norton's glitter balls. Real or no real? Amy?
Real.
I'm going to have to say the same again. Sorry, real.
That one is real.
Oh, you're both on fire. Next.
The city of Dubai is so rich that its police cars are Lamborghinis.
Oh, my God.
That would be so cool, wouldn't it?
That's crazy.
They do have ridiculous cars there, and a lot of money.
Mm.
And I'm thinking that the music, whilst they do it, can be some of that, like, you know, that sort of cop music that you get with the... Do you know what I mean? Or am I just being a... Like, proper cop music. Like, whilst you got the flash cars, they lean out the window just looking cool. They're wearing shades.
I've been to Dubai a lot. I can't remember them being Lamborghinis. But then I don't remember seeing a police car. I know all the taxis are Toyotas.
Okay, good.
That doesn't really help you here, does it?
No. Is it true they do, you know, the Colonel and that chicken restaurant connected with him?
Yeah.
The one that rhymes with AFC?
Yes.
Is it true that they do delivery in that country?
That's right.
Something we don't have here.
I got delivery of that once while I was there.
Did you?
Yeah, it felt good. Just because you can. Real or no real, Dubai police cars being Lamborghinis?
I'm going to say no real.
Yeah, no real.
That one is real.
Whoa!
Oh, that's cool.
Not all of them, surely.
I love how they roll there. Oh my God, the police cars are amazing. I'm just looking at a picture.
Are they?
Yeah, seriously. Have a look.
That is not a police car.
That's amazing.
All right.
That can't be right.
Apparently it's because they drive so fast over there that the police cars need to be Lamborghinis to keep up.
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay, and finally...
Joey Essex spent most of the early 2000s using the bread bin in his kitchen as a place to throw away waste bread.
my God. I hope this is true. I hope this is true.
You a fan of Joey Essex?
He's all right.
There's a person that's done all right out of their own merchandise.
Yeah. Why, what's he
got? He's got hair care now, hasn't he?
Hair products?
Really?
Yeah, B-Ream.
No, they're not.
Look it up. Hair gel, hair wax, whatever you want.
I need to do something like this. What? How do you? How does this happen? What companies do this kind of? Yeah, B-Ream, brilliant. Yeah. That's your Christmas present sorted.
Thanks. I'll have the beach spray. Thanks. So Joey Essex, thinking that a bread bin was actually a bin for bread, like for binning it. Real or no real, Amy?
I want this to be real. Yeah, real.
Just for the sake of competition, because it's a draw, I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Oh. Oh, you missed out at the last minute, Amy.
Gutted.
So at the end of that...
At the end of that, Amy scored 20, I scored 30. Winning.
Sorry, Amy. Even if you had won, though, you would have won nothing. Thanks for being on.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
And you.
Love you, bye.
Bye. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. So good news, on the show tomorrow, it's Will.i.am.
Oh, it's going to be interesting, isn't it?
I cannot wait. And let's count how many times he says,
"That's dope.
That's dope.
That's dope.
Oh yeah, she's dope, dude.
Oh, dope.
Mm.
Yeah, that's dope.
Dope.
And also how many clangs there are.
There was one time I was living in Ireland with Michael Jackson and we were recording.
I love him.
That is a good one, though.
You belong with somebody that can take you to that plizzace up in his spizzace.
Yeah, all that. That's going to be on tomorrow on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. What time is Will I Am in? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Rachel on Twitter says that in Egypt, she went on holiday to Egypt, you can get fast food delivered and they bring it on a camel.
No way.
No way.
That's not fast food. Surely.
It's not the fastest.
No.
Like a motorbike would be better. What? Like anything. Like you get a Chinese on a camel. That's awesome. I tell you what is really good. In America now, they do online movie food. Like you can get, you know, like you get delivery pizza or Chinese. In America, one of my mates has done this. He has like a movie night in his house every week. Downloads a film. They deliver chicken wings, hot dogs and hot popcorn.
Really?
What a brilliant service. You know, because popcorn from a packet or even that microwave popcorn that really scares me in the microwave, that's not as good as the one in the cinema, is it?
I'm really liking this camel idea, though. I'm thinking, I don't know of anything like that in the
UK. I don't. Well, no, it's not going to happen in the UK.
Why?
But I think the online... Well, it's stupid. The online movie food could catch on, I think. What you could also do to recreate that authentic cinema experience is, like... get a couple of mates round, buy a large bottle of soft drink before at the shop for maybe less than £2, and then pour half of it into a paper cup and charge them at least £13 for it.
Yeah.
I think that could catch on, not the camel. The Scott Mills Daily. Time for another TV recommendation. I'm really enjoying that you're loving these so much this week. A lot of people now into Dance Moms, Married to Jonas, Storage Hunters, and Lizard Licktoeing because of the recommendations they've been getting on the show this week. These are shows that you probably flick past without ever watching them. They're on your TV, but they're probably a bit under the radar. You know,
they're the kind of shows that I would probably go past.
Yeah,
but you love these kind of shows.
No, but they're the kind of shows. Remember when you were a student and you used to watch on Viva at like 2 o'clock? Like,
yeah,
what were they?
I used to watch. There was one called. It was like Rock of Ages.
Yes,
I was fascinated. It was awful.
Brilliant though. Great late night viewing.
Yeah,
Ice Loves Coco. Have you seen that?
No.
About Ice-T, the rapper, and his fembot wife.
Really? There was one about Hulk Hogan as well. But
yes, there was. Hogan knows
Hogan's
best.
Yeah, right.
Oh, no. I'm such a tome on trash reality TV. Today, I am recommending another one. It's another under-the-radar show that you might not have seen, but might become your new favourite. Hardcore Porn. That's what I'm recommending today.
What do you mean?
It's... another reality show based on porn, P-A-W-N.
Ah, yeah.
And it's about a family-run porn brokers in Detroit. A lot of people have been tweeting me about this already, saying that this is the one. Morning, Hannah!
Morning!
How are you feeling today?
Not great. I'm not going to lie to you, Scott.
Where have you been?
I went out last night.
Where'd you go?
to that same, like,
again,
that sounds a little, that's got fish in it.
Right.
And you get Pacific and Atlantic and that sort of thing.
Ocean,
yeah.
Ocean Club.
Yeah. And, like, I didn't get to bed till, like, 4:30.
Well, I hope you did your homework before, Hannah.
I did. I made sure I did my homework before I went out.
Oh, busy week for you.
Yeah.
Strong school night going out from you.
Wow.
I got lectures at 9 again as well.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay, what time did you get in?
About, like, 4:00. I got into bed about 4:30, I think.
Yeah.
And how are the Mendips?
Mendips are fine.
Right, I'll get on.
I've got a couple facts for you today, actually.
She said she was going to do this fact thing, Scott.
Oh, good. Despite getting in at 4:00, you still researched the West Country facts. That's good.
Yeah.
Go.
Right. Did you know that the game of Skittles originates from Somerset? Do you know what Skittles is?
Do you mean like bowling?
Yeah. Well, it's not bowling because it's got 9 pins, not 10.
Okay. Strong.
Did you know there are more than 400 villages in Somerset with strange names, including Beardley Batch, Beer Crocombe, Chedzoy, Clapton in Gordano,
yep.
Compton Pauncefoot, Nemnet Threadwell, Preston Pluck,
Radio 1.
And Bobster?
What's going on?
Do you know where I used to live?
And I'll stop now.
Hannah?
Hello?
Is she okay?
Are you all right?
I'm fine. Are you okay?
I used to live in Peasedown.
Where's Peasedown? Is that in Bath?
Peasedown St John, isn't it? Near Radstock.
Near Radstock.
Move on.
That's in Bath anyway, or Bristol somewhere. Anyway,
right,
sorry,
shall we talk
on.
About hardcore porn or should we just go on listing places in the West Country?
We can talk about Melbourne Port.
Porn. Portishead.
Charlton Hawthorne.
Nemnet Threadwell. She just said that one. Anyway, so hardcore porn. It's an American reality show about a family-run pawnbrokers in Detroit. Can I read out the synopsis that Smooth Talking Dan, who's working on the show this week, actually gave for this? This sums it up beautifully. There's the dad, Les Gold, who looks like Hulk Hogan. The daughter, Ashley, who is bossy and shouty. Actually, I've got a clip of Ashley here. Bossy and shouty is correct.
I'm not quitting!
Whoa.
Yeah. She's in the shop.
The only one that stinks is you. The only one that has a screw loose is you. The only one that needs to get out of here is you.
Yeah, that's her talking to a customer. And then the slimy and slightly sarcastic son, Seth.
What I can offer you is zero.
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 Yeah. Then Dan goes on to say, there's also the security guard, Joe, who helps throw the crazy customers out and then takes the mick out of how they look. All the customers are bonkers.
Mm.
Yeah, that's true. Here's a customer being bonkers.
How long did it take you to get all these tattoos?
Probably 2,000 years.
How old are you?
2,500 years old.
That's a man with a lot of tattoos that comes in to pawn something. And here's a lady with a massive tan that comes into the pawnbrokers.
I'm going to my son's wedding tomorrow. I spent all my money. I need you to buy this from me. I have to put something in the envelope, Les. What would I look like if I didn't put any money in the envelope?
Beautiful as you do right now.
And here's what Joe thinks, the security guard of that lady.
First impression I get, Mr. Magoo in drag.
You can watch this show.
Who?
Mr. Magoo. You can watch this show on the Biography Channel, which is home to a lot of great shows, including Dance Moms. So what happens is they come in, they see Les or they see Ashley, and they either want to buy stuff or pawn stuff. I am obsessed with this. I watched this, so many clips of this last night, and it's on bio at the moment. Hannah, what are your reviews, please?
Well, if you want a better idea of what the shop's like, well, I've compared it to a cross between Comet, an antique shop, and Cash for Gold.
Yes, true, once again.
I love your comparisons.
Yeah.
What about the show?
Well, it was really good. I thought that the Mr. Gold, the main man...
Les Gold?
Les Gold, Mr. Gold. I thought that he looked like a more tanned version of Tony Christie.
Off of Amarillo?
Yeah, off of Amarillo.
He does! Fact! That is absolutely...
He does, doesn't he?
That's bang on.
that sort of came to me as I was watching it. But I thought it was good. Like, it is not that believable, though.
What do you mean?
Well, it's just a bit far-fetched for my liking.
Are you saying that you think it's fake?
Well, I wouldn't like to make any accusations about reality TV shows, but yes, I think it might be staged.
Do you know what?
Maybe scenes were made for entertainment purposes.
Yes.
Is that the political... Yeah.
They do that a lot.
Yeah, they do that a lot, but it was all right.
I don't care because it's brilliant entertainment. I don't care if it's staged or whatever. I don't want
to
know.
You don't care the lengths they have to go to as long as you're entertained.
Absolutely. Basically. I've seen some brilliant clips.
Hannah doesn't seem so passionate about this one, though, by the sounds of it, Scott.
This is one of my favourite ones of the week.
I wasn't as into it as Dance Moms, but I thought it was better than Storage Hunters and definitely better than Lizard Lick Turin.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Out of 10?
Out of 10? About an 8.
Okay. An 8? Okay. Would you watch it again?
If it was on, yes.
If it was on, okay.
If it was on.
Brilliant.
But,
all right.
Yeah, I liked it. It was all right.
All right, Hannah.
It was a bit far-fetched, but I enjoyed it.
Now, you do have a lecture at 9, just to say, you probably want to stop talking it soon.
Mm.
Yeah,
Lidford
on
Foss.
My pajamas on.
Have you looked up West Country place name?
I'm ready for when she goes next.
Okay, got another one, Hannah?
What's this?
Don't worry.
No, another place name from the West Country.
Oh, how about Charlton Mackerel? That's actually a place. Best friend who I live with is from there.
Mudford
Sock, wow.
Right, okay.
There's a place in Dorset called Puddle Time,
Should we do this off air?
I'll let you get on. I'll let you get on.
I'll let you get on.
Right, I'll have another show for you tomorrow, the last one of the week.
All right. Make it good, Mind.
I will, Mind.
Bye, Mind.
Have a good day. Enjoy your lecture.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Eastern Ingredient.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Showbiz.
Good work. And do the random one out of nowhere.
Okay, so today, in a small room somewhere in London, probably, Chris is going to meet another Hollywood movie star, like he did when he met Mila Kunis, and then loads of people watched it on the internet.
And the Americans loved it.
So, yesterday he went to see another film. Made him see three films this week, films. So you saw Oblivion with Tom Cruise.
Iron Man 3 with Robert Downey Jr. and Gwyneth Paltrow.
And then last night,
I saw a film called The Place Beyond the Pines.
Starring Bradley Cooper and Eva Mendes and Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
So it could be any of them as well. So what time are we in for? It's 11:40 this morning. The interview is going to happen. And then on this show, after 8 tomorrow morning, after 7:30 tomorrow morning, my bad, you will hear what happens when Chris met one of those people. So it's between Gwyneth Paltrow, Bradley Cooper, Robert Downey Jr., Tom Cruise, Eva Mendes, and Ryan Gosling. All of them, I think you'd agree, quite famous. But who's it going to be? How are you feeling now?
Nervous. I feel nervous and anxious because I would have thought by now you would have let slip exactly who it is.
Where's the fun in that?
And I mean, if it's like last time, you haven't even said where I'm going yet, but I assume it's going to be
London.
Right, but I assume, like last time, it was in an intimidatingly nice hotel room.
Yes, last
time. Which in itself was weird.
It's one of those junkets where basically they sit in a room all day and they answer the same questions again and again and again. And then you turned up. But yeah, it's a long line of people that they just meet, and it's normally in a fancy hotel, and they sit next to a poster of the film they're promoting and talk about how much they love being in the film.
But I put on Twitter last night that I'm anxious about it, because how do you like, I'm trying to think of questions that I can ask, like, nice film questions. So all I can really ask is ones, because, like, you've thrown Eva Mendes into the mix, you know. She's obviously hot.
Lad's favourite.
And so
ask
I would ask
film.
Her, oh, yeah, but I don't... So all I can really say is, you know, did you have a fun time doing the film? Did you enjoy doing the film? That's what all I can have written down at the moment, because I don't know who I'm talking to, what film.
Well, just go into a chat about, like, the direction of the movie and how she's changed as an actress because of this film.
I was looking up actory things as well. Like, you can ask someone what their motivation was.
Yes, don't do that. Whoever it is.
Why?
Just don't.
No, but this is the problem here. Do you not see why this is?
It's more difficult than it looks, this this interviewing business.
Any questions welcome, because...
Yeah. Actually, that's a good idea at this point. Can we... Yeah, 8199.
But what's your motivation? What inspired you to play Gwyneth Paltrow? Or... No, or whatever...
What inspired you to play Gwyneth Paltrow?
That's the other thing. I'm going to have to make a list of the character names. I've just realised that.
Okay. Okay, let's do a quick...
It's just stressful.
I've got an
it?
Idea. Right, let's do a quick test. So, if it's Gwyneth Paltrow, go. What'd she do?
Hello there. You've got a daughter called Apple.
Married to?
Chris Martin.
Ryan Gosling, go.
Hi, Ryan. Girls fancy you.
Eva Mendes, go.
You did really well in the film.
Bradley Cooper, go.
You're a lad. Are you...
Robert Downey Jr., yes.
You're a legend.
Hello, I'm Tom Cruise.
What was your motivation for doing the film?
Also, did you not miss large parts of the film that you went to see last night?
I wasn't going to say this, but...
Starring Ryan Gosling, Eva Mendes and Bradley Cooper.
I couldn't tell you what happened in it.
Right, so you fell asleep again.
Yeah. Should I admit that? Sorry, like... Do I be honest?
Don't say that when you're in there. You can say it now, but don't say it when you're in there.
But I can't go on about a film... And the clue's not in the title of that one. The Place Beyond the Pines... At least with Gwyneth Paltrow, Robert Downey Jr., it's Iron Man 3, I can go and blag it. And I saw the film, actually, so I know what that was about.
So you fell asleep.
But with the Place Beyond the Pines, I fell asleep. Do I talk about pines?
No. So Liam is in London and has just seen one of those six people on a morning jog in London, looking a bit shifty and a bit nervous. They obviously know that you're coming at 11:30. I wonder who it could be. Seen him on a morning run. How cool is that?
I'm seeing loads of these questions that are coming in.
What's your favourite cheese?
But
no,
I need movie not. Ones. I can't just ask how the family are. I can't do that. And what's your favourite cheese? Exactly. That's not... How buttery do you like your crumpets?
No, none of those. Okay, well, I'm hoping it's not Gosling or Mendes or Cooper, because you don't know about the film. You were in a warm and dark room in the afternoon. You got up early, you fell asleep again.
Also, when I first walk in, I can't have as a first question, what actor, actress would you most like to work with?
No.
As Dan and Nelly have suggested, because it's almost finishing it before it starts. I feel
the
like
thing is, what you've got to be nice, and that's what you did with Mila. Like, you've got to fluff them up a bit at the beginning and say how brilliant they are. Like, stroke the A-list ego. That's important.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Noticed that Jade off of Little Mix with her moustache in a lot of the newspapers today.
It's just
a lady with a moustache.
Yeah.
And
but the press were very interested by the looks of it. I've seen several articles of...
Yeah, she's in a lot of the papers today and online. If you think I'm being rude by suggesting that one of Little Mix has a moustache, it's one that we made her put on yesterday. She had a monobrow and also a moustache drawn on her by a permanent marker as part of Truth or Dare. That was brilliant yesterday. Also, we made Jade eat chocolate off of Chris. Neither party knew about this, but that's why it was good. And if you want to see the video, it's on the Radio 1 YouTube right now. Radio 1 YouTube channel, just type in Radio 1 into YouTube.
Yeah.
I get a lot of people going, what's the Radio 1 YouTube channel? Put Radio 1 in YouTube.
Work it out.
God. Also, you can find us on the Radio 1 Twitter at BBCR1 or Radio 1 Facebook. What do you put for that? Radio 1. And you'll see the video from yesterday.
Mm.
It was absolute chaos yesterday. I didn't really know what was going on at the time. It's one of those things that I had to kind of listen and watch back, because it was absolute... like craziness in the studio.
I think you kept control very well.
It was hard.
It was impressive to see.
Here's the moment when the chocolate happened. Hello. This is going well, isn't it?
This is a shambles, isn't it?
Bear with. This isn't my strongest link. It's not even working. Hang on.
Don't make me reenact it.
You're going to have to reenact the whole thing now. I'll be Jade. No, really not. Oh, God. Here's the moment when the chocolate happens.
It's in his belly button. Go, 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 go.
No!
Eat it, eat it, eat it,
eat it, eat it, eat it.
Go on, Jade.
You wish you had sushi now, don't you?
Yes!
Was that really worth it after all that? Just watch the video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know reality TV stars?
Yep.
Like, some of them do really well, don't they? They use it as kind of like a springboard to other things.
Yeah.
So like, Rylan is doing really well at the moment. So he gets his kind of face known out there, does X Factor, does Big Brother, and then everyone knows him. And then he go on to get other deals. Like, I think he does stuff for This Morning now.
Yeah,
as
and
well.
People forget where he originally was.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, like Mylene Klass, you don't think of her as being reality at all, but she was back in the day. Yeah. Right, so I found this thing. I was just looking through one of, I think it was Now magazine the other day, and they've got how much personal wealth some of these reality stars have got. And wow. I think this will surprise you. Right, so let's start with Mylene Klass. Let's do a bit of higher or lower, okay?
Okay.
Mylene Klass, how much do you reckon?
Oh, well, I don't know. I don't know where you put a figure on it. I honestly need a benchmark.
Okay, well.
You need to give me a card to start with.
Go into millions.
Okay. 2 million. Is that a lot?
Her personal wealth, Mylene Klass, estimated at 11 million.
No way.
£11 million.
Wow.
Okay. Susan Boyle, higher or lower?
Higher.
22 million.
Yes, Subo.
Whoa. What's she spending that on? She still lives in that house.
Well, that's why she's got 22 million. She's saving.
Amanda Holden, lower or higher than Subo?
Oh, I'm going to go lower.
Still 5 million?
Yeah.
That's from the Britain's Got Talent. Alexandra Burke, higher or lower than Amanda Holden?
That's got to be lower.
No, that's a doorbell. Wrong. 6.1 million, Alexandra Burke.
Wow.
US recording deal, modelling contracts, endorsement deals. Mark Wright off The Only Way Is Essex. Higher or lower than Alexandra Burke?
Oh, lower.
1.2 million.
Yeah, still a lot.
Used to get 50 quid an episode. It's got all the TV work now, magazine deals, and let's not forget, the Mark Wright fragrances.
Yeah.
This is according to Now magazine, okay? We don't know this for sure. Amy Childs, higher or lower than Mark Wright?
I quite like this game. I'm going to say higher.
2.75 million.
Yeah.
Personal appearances, fitness DVDs, shop. Okay.
I want to get involved in this.
Seriously. Sam and Amanda, do you remember them off Big Brother?
I do, yeah.
You remember the ones that Brian Bellow quite fancied?
Yeah.
Back in the day.
I like them.
Big Brother blonde twins. Higher or lower than Amy Childs?
Lower.
Yes, but still, 1.7 million!
Yes, Amanda.
What?
I didn't know that.
Ashley and Pudsey the dog off Britain's Got Talent, winners.
That's quite new. I'm going to say lower.
Lower than Sam and Amanda?
Yeah.
5 million.
No. How have they got that?
5 million. It's because of the autodiography, isn't it?
The what?
The autodiography that they've done.
Has that happened?
Yeah.
Honestly?
There's been a book and also an audio version.
The dog's got a book?
Yes, absolutely.
But it's not an auto... That's ridiculous.
It's an autodiography. Yes, it is.
Well, it's not, because he hasn't written it.
Well, it is. He has.
Well, he hasn't.
£5 million. Are you going to argue?
I told you about my theory with the dog, and this only confirms it, doesn't it? It's a man in a suit.
It's just a man in a suit. It is. It's a zip-up suit.
Exactly. And the quicker people realise, this will be the con of the century, I'm telling you.
What? It's a bloke in a suit?
It's a bloke in a suit. How much? 5 million?
Yeah.
I'll dress me up as anything for that.
Okay, higher or lower than Ashley and Pudsey the dog? Paul Potts, do you remember him, the opera singer off Britain's Got Talent?
I don't, but I'm going to say lower.
He won it, didn't he? He was a phone salesman. Opera singer.
Right, okay.
Had his teeth done after. Higher or lower?
Lower.
6 million.
What for?
Film starring James Corden, coming soon, about his life.
About his life?
About Paul Potts.
Madness.
Okay. Levi Roots off of Source, higher or lower than Paul Potts?
I'm going to say higher just because I hope this is true.
According to this magazine, 12 million!
Yeah, but that, yeah. It's all about
mad. I like this game.
Yeah.
And okay, one more. Will Young off of higher or lower?
Yeah, I mean
than Levi Roots.
He's a fully fledged pop star, isn't he? I'm gonna say lower.
13.5 million, everyone. I enjoyed
how
that.
How have they done it?
Yeah. It's good though, isn't it? Fair play. There's some surprising ones on there, definitely.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
You know, sometimes I ask you lot, the Radio 1 listeners, if you want Chris here to be your plan B. So maybe if something has gone wrong and your friend has dropped out of something and you need a replacement, or maybe you just can't be bothered to do something and you want Chris to take your place, I ask you to get in touch with me. You can still do that, by the way. Send an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We did it just last week where we sent Chris round to play some gaming with Ollie and his mates. Remember at that house?
Yeah.
That was only last week, remember?
That was really good. So we got that email like quite last minute. You sort of said, cancel your plans, you're off.
Yeah, so I think it was Wednesday afternoon. I got the email going, can Chris be a replacement for our mate who always plays the games with us? It's like a tradition. By the evening, you were around there drinking beer and playing games with them.
Yeah.
Now, we had an emergency plan B situation at Radio 1 yesterday. Obviously, words got round here that you will step in for anything.
Mm.
And Dev, off of Early Breakfast, is doing Matt Edmondson's show this weekend. And Dev was supposed to be here to interview someone famous. Let me explain. This is what happened yesterday.
Okay, so Dev is doing Matt Edmondson's show this week. And they've got Ashley Banjo, who is about a minute away. But Dev isn't here because he does early mornings and he's probably overslept. So Chris is going to be an emergency plan B now. Look, he's musking up for the event.
Musking up.
I like that you put your perfume on for the event.
It just felt right. So you sort of said, right, Chris, I've got something for you, assignment.
The producer came in and went, you know he sometimes is plan B. Can he be plan B now? Because Dev's not here. Dev obviously couldn't get into the building on time because it's quite difficult to get into this building quickly. So you just stepped in and you were the plan B for Dev.
I stepped in, so I mussed up. And prepared myself.
Let's hear how that went.
Amazing, are we on? Yeah, let's go. Ashley Banjo, welcome to Radio 1.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm not too bad, mate, thank you, yeah.
I'm filling in for Dev until he gets here.
You are.
Maybe I shouldn't have said that. Am I meant to be honest about this or not? I'll be honest. Let me start again.
Yeah.
Secret Street Crew is back for a second series. Tell me about
yes.
it.
Oh, that's going well, isn't it?
Yeah, so what? Let me explain what happened. I was... Like, with 1 minute to go, I was taken to another studio, and they were like, just handing me a piece of paper with some questions on. Just read those.
Go. And it went like this.
Secret Street Crew... Let me start again.
Yeah.
Secret Street Crew is back for a second series.
Try and get the name of the show right.
I know, it's a shambles.
Oh, thank the Lord, though, this happened.
This isn't actually my job at the moment. I'm just filling in for this man.
Yeah, Dev. I was going to say, how's he doing?
But he's arrived.
Nice to meet you, man. You okay?
I'm very well, thanks. I'm a bit sweaty.
I love that you're late.
Yeah. Well, you're doing a good job filling in. I was just listening just now.
Yeah, no. I'm your plan B until you come back.
What was the questions? Because I don't want to repeat myself now.
Right, so I just got handed this piece of paper. We said hello. And then I mucked up the first question for you, so you're on now.
All right, up and running.
You ready to go?
No, you can carry on if you like.
No, it's okay.
I'll just be here for moral support.
Why don't you come take your place and do your job?
All right, sweet, let's do it properly.
Right, cool.
Love that you had plan B in the office yesterday as well. If you want Chris to help out and be your break glass for emergency in any situation, send me a little email today, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Maybe you've got an event coming up that you can't be bothered to go to, or maybe one of your mates has dropped out, whether it's a holiday, whether it's a wedding, whether it's a stag do, whether it's just a get-together, and we'll see what we can do. We'll send him along.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So Sarah's going to play Innuendo Bingo in just a few minutes. Very excited about this today. Thanks for doing this, even though you didn't realise it was going to be Innuendo Bingo, apparently.
Yeah, I didn't really look at the text properly. I just said, yeah, fine, thought it was real or Nori.
Oh, no. Have you dressed up special, like?
Well, I had a photo shoot yesterday and they'd put a bit of curl in my hair and a bit of backcombing and I looked kind of like ruffled and nice this morning and I've got a cosy cardi on, so, yeah. But it's fine. Just before I put my mascara on, I heard you go, Sarah Cox is confirmed for Innuendo Bingo. What the what? So
oh, no.
I didn't put any eye makeup on this time. So people tuning in for the panda look will be sorely disappointed.
Yes. And talk us through what you fashioned as a cover for your cardigan.
It's my festival leopard print cape.
Is it a Pacamac?
No. It's a knee-length cape.
A designer one, obviously.
Because
you can get them for like £2.50, can't you?
Yeah,
not that one, obviously.
No. It looks like a longer one that you possibly have at like Thorpe Park or Alton Towers or something.
Mm. Or another theme park.
Yeah.
Any other theme park.
Port Park. Are you, what are you saying?
Hey, I'd go to Pork Park.
Oh, what? Imagine it.
What are you saying about, I mean, getting so wet before this interview thing?
Oh, yeah, you've got an interview Hollywood
should
star.
I not, oh, yeah. Should I wear a coat?
No. Have you got a T-shirt? Change.
I got a T-shirt.
A change of?
No.
Is that your new T-shirt?
Yeah.
Mm. Are you wearing that for the...
I can try find a jumper.
You wearing that, are you? You've already done
nice.
This.
I know, I heard that. Seriously, no, it's nice.
Are you meant
nice.
To get you're not meant to get no. dressed. There's no dress code.
No. It's fine. You're overthinking it. Okay, yeah. So the interview's at 11:30 this morning. Let's just get involved with Bingo. We'll do it next. You can watch this on your computer, if you know a computer, or on your mobile phone. Just head to the Radio 1 website.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Cameras are on at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Get on your computer, or if you want to, you can watch us on a mobile phone, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Sarah Cox is playing Innuendo Bingo today with a lot of protective sheeting around us, and also her poncho thing, which looks designer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Okay, so are we ready?
Yeah, ready when you are.
Do I look good, Chris?
Yes. No, I meant that quite sincerely.
Yes. Okay, so... that's a good idea, Chris. So you wore a jumper over the top so the T-shirt doesn't get so wet.
Yeah, I found a jumper, so we're all good.
Let us know if you're watching for the first time today, maybe on your phone or computer. All you got to do is head to the Radio 1 website. Okay, so let's get on with it. And water, please. Oh. Loads of water. This from BBC Radio 1, where we like to pride ourselves on our honesty. And over to Sarah Cox.
I'll try to aim high.
Dramatic. Okay, try and aim high. I'll do my best as well. And also, I'm still stiff from riding, so I can't be jigging around too much.
Small wee of Sarah's mouth there, and Chris just went for it.
I'm still very stiff good. From riding, so I can't be jigging around too much.
Sarah's on a lot.
Nobody comes out of that well, do they?
No. Okay. Louisa is watching for the first time, and so is Lucas, who is in Birmingham, just kind of putting off revision for a bit. Good morning. Mm-hmm. Thanks for watching. Over to BBC London now on Innuendo Bingo, where, like us, they're experimenting with what they can put up on the cameras on the website.
Paul Perkins was listening. He said, thank you so much for playing Dusty Springfield. he says, if you can get your hands on a growler, I would like to see it on the webcam.
That was a mad
I don't
one.
Think we will. If anyone's got a growler, please phone up now.
They want a growler on the webcam. That's their a Cornish pasty, which eventually I presume they got one. It would have looked lovely on the webcam. Do you think someone sent one in?
Yeah.
Okay. One of my all-time favourites now. Over to Gardener's World.
Evergreen shrubs that come from the forests of China and Southeast Asia make useful ground cover in the garden. The evergreen Sarcococca hookeriana will tolerate dry shade.
That's an actual plant. The Sarcococca hookeriana there from Gardener's World.
Wow.
That's amazing. You could have a growler and go out and sort the garden.
You could. All right, so how's it going wet-wise? Everyone all right?
Yeah, all right.
Just a little bit on the fringe there.
I took your head then. I don't know how I got your
head.
Yeah,
I took one to the face. It's fine.
Okay. Here's Rory Bremner. And here he is. Seeing some impressive sights on his new show.
Well, thank you. That's a great experience. That is the biggest pencil I've ever seen in my life. Fantastic. Huge pencil. Thank you.
Pleasure.
Thanks.
Glad you enjoyed your visit. Thank you. If he thinks that's good, he should see the size of the pencil sharpener.
No. Not the best. I like it when they're so bad that Chris still wheezes out of his mouth. Look. Loads of people watching today. Hiya. We're on the Radio 1 website now. Over to Davina's new show. It's good, this, actually.
I don't look very good. I'm just sitting myself.
You look great.
You look great.
You look great. Never better. Davina's new show. Now, more water, please. Not quite clear on the rules of this show yet. Is this allowed?
Saw a little bit of the dance there, Dave.
Felt better on that one.
Oh, didn't it? It must be nice for you to really smash one out.
That was a good one.
That was a brilliant one.
That was good. Thanks, Davina.
So it must be nice for you to really smash one out.
A classic now. And more water? Yeah. Rick Stein on his Mediterranean escapes.
I know what's coming.
Do you? Well, have you heard? Is it a classic?
Yeah. Okay. And Rick here. Okay, sorry. Okay, stop it.
What is that? What is the weird water feature thing that happens?
It's because he
knows. It's just a little spray.
He knows this one. Okay.
I can't not laugh with you doing that out.
Come on,
house.
More water, please.
That's something you buy down at B&Q.
Rick Stein has been meeting...
No, because this isn't funny for anyone else except for me.
Come on.
Just start it.
Rick Stein here, meeting an exotic new friend.
The king of Mallorcan lardy cake. Because that's what it reminds me of, is Miguel Pujol.
That's Rick's friend.
Miguel Pujol.
I'd heard that one and I didn't remember it.
Okay.
God, you're getting through these.
All right. You know that we like to do sport on Innuendo Bingo? Mm-hmm. So, golf coverage at the weekend, don't know whether you saw it, went on really late into the night. But was this really necessary?
Westwood, having a shot at the 8th, and I think squirting that one out to the right. A wet ball doesn't make it easier to grip and shape.
What was that, golf?
Yeah, the Masters.
Oh, there's so many with the golf, isn't
yeah,
there?
Apparently yeah, apparently so. Okay.
Oh, you're so wet, Chris. Sorry, I've really got
no,
you.
No, it's no, fine. It's all in the crotchial area, so we can...
That Hollywood star's going to love that.
It's manageable.
We need to get a hairdryer on you before 11:30.
How do I explain that?
I don't know. Just say you had an accident. Just say you were really nervous.
Rookie reporter, Chris Starr.
Wet himself.
Wet himself with excitement.
A gutsy move. Okay. Over to Radio 2 now, and a sample here of the great rapport between Ken Bruce and Lynn Bowles, his travel reader.
I don't go to the cinema anymore anyway, so...
Well, no, there's too many complaints, you know.
Wouldn't cause too much damage to me. This is Thea Gilmore finishing us off today. Lynn will be back with us tomorrow.
Oh, I think I finished you off, didn't I, not her?
Oh, God, years ago.
Really? Thanks, Ken. Thanks, Lynn.
Oh, I think I finished you off, didn't I, not?
Okay.
Wow.
Bit of classic
Some
now.
Came out my nose there.
Oh, good.
We're going over to The Athletics on Channel 4. Where is it? Mm-hmm.
She's got long, long levers. No, she didn't like it. Normally you hear a bit of a grunt afterwards if they love it.
Oh, my cape's gathered water. I'm at the top of a market stall. Watch your back, watch your back.
I know it's not even.
Oh. Ooh, that's better.
Okay.
Oh, I needed that.
One more. And this time we're going over to... Well, who else but Vanessa Feltz?
It's 5:53 and today we're focusing on the front garden.
Got more? More water?
Mm. Sorry, I went early on that one.
Does your front garden need a facelift? First of all, enhance your entrance, the focal point of all front gardens. Make your entrance as welcoming as possible. It should whisper seductive come-hithers to visitors.
Give me a lift. And that was Thursday's Innuendo Bingo. How are you feeling, Market Stall? You all right?
Yeah, good.
Chris, all good?
Wet pants.
Refreshed.
It's going to be good later. The Scott Mills Daily. Tomorrow, live on the show from 6:30, when Chris meets... But who has he met? Which Hollywood A-lister? Hear it on tomorrow's show. Also, Rachel Riley off Countdown does a DJ set, and live, Will.i.am. Scott Mills. BBC Radio.